Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast for today. A flash flood warning in effect for Hancock County until 10:15, and a flood watch in effect for the entire listening area until about noontime. It'll be mostly cloudy today. Some occasional showers and thunderstorms this morning, turning a bit more widely scattered this afternoon, with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight, humid, chance of a thunderstorm with a low near 70. And for Wednesday, hotter and more humid with a chance of just some scattered storms and a high in the lower 90s. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
Well, what an interesting morning it's been here. With all of the delays and closings and weather information, you'd think it was an early day in January. Day in mid-August. Okay, we do have some delays and closings. Complete list updated as we have it, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and Sky Bank. And by the way, it's 68 degrees in Findlay. Oh, just pass that along. Angeline School and Industries are now closed. Arlington has closed for the day. The band practice there, pictures and fees, the orientation, all of those activities at Arlington School have been canceled for today or postponed for future dates. Blanchard Valley Industries are closed. Hardin Northern, 2-hour delay on their teacher work day. Heritage Christian School is on a 2-hour delay. Mohawk has closed. New Regal has now closed. That is new. Upper Sandusky's teacher workday has been canceled. They are closed. Almost Home Preschool on a 2-hour delay. Christian Cuddle Care is closed. Kids are Kids Child Care closed their first shift. One Amazing Place Child Care Center is closed today. At Bluffton University, the faculty retreat has been canceled. Essential staff should report to the university if you can. Let's see here. A couple of other things on the list. Triumph Thermal Solutions in Forest on a 2-hour delay this morning. Summer Fabs at Wilson Vance been canceled for today. Curbside Recycling in Cary has been canceled. The Defender Day Camp at St. Michael's been canceled. Findlay High School Meet the Team Night at Donnell Stadium this evening has been postponed. The Findlay High School Band Camp has been delayed until 1 o'clock. K-8 Cheerleading Clinic at First Presbyterian Church has been postponed. The Eclipse Retreat Planning Meeting for today has been canceled. Schaefer's Produce closed. Findlay Surgery Center closed. I think that is the Stars Group at the Family Resource Center, 9 to 11 only. That has been canceled. Hancock County Recorder's Office is closed. Hancock County Board of Elections closed today. And I think that is the entire list as we have it now. If we get anything new, of course, we'll pass it along to you right away on 1330 WFIN. And as we mentioned before, we've been getting a number of calls and updated lists of streets and roads that are closed or at the very least have trouble spots. Even some sections of I-75, we're told by the State Highway Patrol, have some bad spots there. So if you are on the road this morning, we can't go through the entire list. We just don't have, there's not enough hours in the day, not enough minutes in the hour to go through the entire list of roads. Be aware that all of the normal trouble spots will be trouble spots today. If you encounter, if you typically, you know, a section of road in your morning commute is, oh, that always floods when we get a lot of rain. Well, chances are good that's the case today. And even some spots that are not normally trouble spots could be trouble spots today. So be very careful as you're out and about. Allow yourself plenty of extra time. Slow down. And most importantly, don't drive through high water. If you see water across the roadway, don't chance it. You don't know how deep it is, what the current is, because some of the current is that water rushes across the road quite. That'll carry your car off of the road into the ditch in pretty short order. So just don't chance it. Find another way, or just stay home. Your best bet, at least for the time being. And it may be a little while before some of these waters recede because the ground is so saturated, as we've mentioned. So just words to the wise here today. Allow yourself extra time to get where you're going, and you keep it right here on 1330 WFIN. We'll bring you up to date with the very latest information throughout the morning. Coming up here in just a bit, we're going to talk with the folks from the Elks Lodge having a big pig roast over the weekend, and we'll get details coming up next.
This is Mark Ritzler, coach of the
Downtown Findlay. There'll be a chicken barbecue for lunch. Get your tickets from the museum, pre-sale only. This message provided by WFIN.
69 degrees now in the Flag City, up to a high of 80 this afternoon. But yeah, obviously a little muggy today, and that will continue through tonight. And then look at tomorrow, get back into the oven, into the low 90s once again. Complete details of the forecast coming up here in just a bit. 844 now on 1330 WFIN. That delicious aroma you are likely to smell coming from downtown this weekend would be the Findlay Elks Pig Roast on Saturday evening. And joining us this morning, Bill Stolitz with the Findlay Elks. And Bill, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Big Pig Roast on Saturday evening.
Big Pig Roast, public's invited. The effort is to support the Cerebral Palsy Fund, and we're trying to raise money for that.
Okay.
It starts at, the doors open at 6 o'clock Saturday, and the music starts at 8 o'clock. So
okay.
The public's invited.
Who is performing?
The music is going to be performed by Midlife Crisis.
Something all of us can relate to. So that is at 8 o'clock. They play 8 to 10, right?
They play 8 to 11, right.
8 to 11. Okay,
right.
So and the doors themselves open. I guess we say the doors open. But
doors
it's
open, gates open.
Actually out in the parking lot. It's kind
right.
of an open-air thing.
And hopefully the rain will stop by then.
It looks like by this weekend, I think all of this should be out of our system. I can't imagine there's any rain left. After last night,
yes.
There's libations for adults.
There's food and drink for adults and children, and it's a $5 entry fee, and then you can get everything you need after you get into the gates.
I always say grown-up drinks and then G-rated drinks
right.
for the kids
That's
as
right.
well. There's barbecue pork and smoked pork.
Smoked pork, barbecue yeah. pork, and then some side dishes, baked beans, et cetera, that go with that kind
it's
of.
It's going to be a great time, and as you mentioned, everybody is welcome.
Everybody is welcome, yes.
So, and it all benefits the fight against cerebral palsy.
Cerebral palsy.
Why that particular...
Well, that's the state project. The State Elks Project supports that. And over the last 10 years, they've donated over $280 million to fight cerebral palsy. And
wow.
So we're supporting that effort with them.
So, wow, that's a pretty big standard to live up to there.
You
have to sell a lot of pork.
That's right. Well, we probably won't do that. But,
and as we mentioned, everybody is welcome.
Everybody is welcome,
so
yes.
It's not an exclusive thing. Do you need tickets in advance for this?
No, you can buy tickets at the door, but there are tickets in advance, too. So if you want to call the Elks or see any Elk member, they can get tickets for you.
And the cost is?
Cost is $5 for the ticket to get in, and then the food and drink are on top of that.
Okay, and that's everyone, or kids have a discount?
Count on everybody. Right.
Okay, just to be on the safe side, right. And bring the family.
Bring the family.
Good time.
Right.
Good time again. It all opens at 6 o'clock. Bill, we certainly wish you the very best of luck. We do have some tickets here to give away, and we're going to do that through the rest of the week. As a matter of fact, as we hit this is Saturday evening.
This is Saturday evening. That's correct.
And we'll give away a couple of pair of tickets right now. As a matter of fact, if you want to give us a buzz at 419-425-1346 888-458-1FIN, we'll give some of those tickets away. Bill, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Our time is kind of short with the kind of the crazy weather that we've had.
Busy morning, yes.
Yeah, it's been nuts, but it's often nice to have you stop by. Best of luck with the event.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Sounds like it's going to be a great time. You want to call right now for some tickets? We'll get a check of the weather forecast coming up next.
At WFIN, we asked you to help us stuff the bus.
This message provided by WFIN.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast for today. A flash flood warning in effect for Hancock County until 10:15 and a flood watch in effect for the entire listening area until about noontime. It'll be mostly cloudy today, some occasional showers and thunderstorms this morning, turning a bit more widely scattered this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight, humid, chance of a thunderstorm with a low near 70. And for Wednesday, hotter and more humid with a chance of just some scattered storms and a high in the lower 90s. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
69 degrees now at 1330 WFIN. Congratulations to our winners, Mary Lou McCann of Findlay, and Doc Sweeney picked up a pair of tickets to the pig roast. The Findlay Elks pig roast is Saturday evening. Again, it starts at 6 o'clock and will go right until, actually go right until midnight. The band plays 8 to 11. Bill was saying. So it's going to be a great time and raising money for a great cause. Good food on Saturday evening at the Findlay Elks on Main Street. Drop on by
for all of that. Okay, now let's get back to the weather here real quickly. We'll give you all of the very latest information. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 10:15, as you heard Mike mention. That would be for Hancock County. The flood watch remains in effect for all of the listening area virtually, and that is until noon. If you encounter water, standing water on the road, high water on the road, don't try it. Just avoid it if you can. That's the find another way around. There are a lot of high water areas, though, both in the city, and we continue to get updates on all of the areas that are either blocked off or impassable or have standing water, high water concerns, that sort of thing, with the city of Findlay and the entire county. Won't go through all of them because there's just too many to really list, but be very careful if you're out on the roads, as we mentioned throughout the morning. If you normally encounter a high water spot when we get lots of rain, chances are good that's going to be a trouble spot today. Even some of the areas that are not necessarily trouble spots could be today, so be very careful and slow going. Give yourself plenty of time to get where you're going is the bottom line. We do have some cancellations and delays. Let me get through that list. A service of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. Angeline School and Industries closed. Arlington is closed. The school activities, band practice, pictures and fees, orientation, all of that have been canceled. Blanchard Valley Industries is closed. Hardin Northern Teacher Workday has been delayed 2 hours. Heritage Christian School on a 2-hour delay. Mohawk is closed. New Regal is closed. Upper Sandusky Teacher Workday is closed, canceled rather. Almost Home Preschool on a 2-hour delay. Christian Cuddle Care is closed. Kids or Kids Child Care First Shift canceled. One Amazing Place Child Care Center is closed. Bluffton University, the faculty retreat has been canceled. Essential staff should report if possible. Let me see here. Triumph Thermal Solutions, there we go, enforced a 2-hour delay. Summer Fabs at Wilson Vance canceled. Curbside Recycling in Cary canceled. Columbus Grove, 7th and 9th grade orientation postponed until tomorrow. Defender Day Camp at St. Michael's is canceled. The Findlay High School Meet the Team Night, Donnell Stadium, is postponed. Findlay High School Band Camp delayed until 1 p.m. K-8 Cheerleading Clinic at First Presbyterian Church has been postponed. The STARS Group at the Family Resource Center, 9 to 11 only, has been canceled. Hancock County Recorder's Office and Board of Elections both closed. Schaefer's Produce closed. Findlay Surgery Center closed. And that pretty much runs through the entire list of closings here. Complete lists are updated continuously online at WFIN.com. Look for the links on the left-hand side of the page for the closings and delays. And we want to thank all of our guests for joining us on the program today on what was a very busy morning. Remember, more information on all the subjects we've talked about on today's show, regular stuff, is at our webpage at WFIN.com. Click the Good Mornings link or log on at goodmornings.net. Tomorrow on the program, beyond crayons and glue sticks, we have back-to-school essentials for college-bound students. Don't want to forget them. And with all the investment volatility in the news and uncertainty surrounding Social Security, you might think that retirement planning would be our greatest cause of financial worry, but it's not. We'll tell you what is and what you can do about it. Until tomorrow morning, it's Good Mornings for this morning. Now that you've had a good morning, why not make it a good day, okay? We'll see you tomorrow. Combining the global...